Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everyone. Yours truly, Angie McDonald. Thank you for joining me another day, another week of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly. I'm so glad you are tuned into episode 4 of my relaunch season 3 of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly. I'm glad to be able to just have another talk with you and, see how we can definitely find ways to heal, grow, discover, and grow from wounded to wonderful. This week's talk is something that I've been reflecting on my own and reaffirming within my own walk and within my own responsibilities on what it means to be fulfilled and relevant. And I want us, I'm always making it about us, not just me speaking to you, but how we can collectively have takeaways of what I have to share with you and just do our thing better with precision, with purpose, with excitement, and definitely with intention. So we're going to be talking this week about what it feels to be fulfilled and relevant in our own specific walk, talk, and journey. And I'm just going to share a few tidbits that I've thought about over the years and ideas that have come back to me in the importance of, staying true to being relevant, which is consistent regardless of the fad of what's the thing that's out at this time, whatever is current. Sometimes those current things fade away, and pretty much they do. You can see the different social media trends, how they'll come, take over, everybody's doing it, and then you'll forget about it the next week. And of course, those are things that are not relevant. So we want to talk about what's important to us, what's pertinent to us as givers, as thinkers, as nurturers, as leaders, what it means to be fulfilled and relevant. And stay tuned for the points that I've come across. I'm going to give you some time, maybe to get settled in, get a piece of pen and paper, or just jot down some notes, and let's get started. I'm glad you're with me again this week. So episode 4, Fulfilled and Relevant. Here we go. Hey, hold up. Wait a minute. Before I get started on this talk, did you hear my intro music? Did you happen to like that intro music? I want to give a shout out to my nephew, Maurice Freckleton of Mozart Music, who surprised me with a gift of my own background music. I am loving it, and he's a producer by trade, guitarist, instrumentalist, A&R technician, and just an awesome all-around dude. And I just want to give a shout out to my nephew Maurice Freckleton from Mozart Music for definitely surprising his auntie with this awesome instrumental that you heard in the background. And you're hearing it right now while I give him the shout out. So if you definitely want your own customized background music for your own podcast, for whatever you're doing, your Facebook Lives, your internet radio, whatever it is, or if you just need a beat, if you are a musician, a singer, or just need some help with some A&R, definitely I have the connect. My awesome nephew, Maurice Freckleton of Mozart Music. Thank you, guy. I am so grateful, and it sounds so good. So you might be rocking out with me while I transition into our talk of fulfilled and relevant. Here we go. I promise this time, but I had to shout out my boy. All right. Thanks so much. Let's go. All right. So let's get started. With us talking about feeling fulfilled and relevant, it requires us to take certain steps in understanding what our purpose is and how true are we to that purpose. So whatever our talents are, whatever our gift to the world may be, it requires us to have a level of authenticity, have a level of awareness and ownership in that gift, calling, talent, whatever it may be. And here's a quote that I wrote to myself several years ago that I found, and definitely want to add some cultivated points to that as it fits and as my perception has grown over the years as a coach and consultant. So it says, authenticity and staying true to your calling are the only ways you'll feel fulfilled and relevant. I repeat, authenticity and staying true to your calling are the only ways you'll feel fulfilled and relevant. That in itself is true. I found truth in it, especially as I was finding my way and gaining my footing in this world of coaching and consulting and making my brand and awareness known, be known when it came to Wounded to Wonderful. And of course, I'm consulting, which was the initial brainchild of everything I'm doing at this point. And with me asking myself certain questions on what is it that I want to do? Who do I want to serve? How do I want it to come across? And in which ways will I make the most impact? And in asking myself these questions, this is the quote that resonated to me at the time in my initial phases, that authenticity and staying true to your calling are the only ways you'll feel fulfilled and relevant. And I find that to be true still to this day, especially if you're starting out, and especially if you're just finding your voice in this world filled with many voices, many ideas, many intentions and initiatives. So in doing so, when it comes to feeling fulfilled of your purpose, that you're actually making the steps that are necessary to answer the call, to really be that source and that voice of reason into whatever you're doing, to be that innovative idea, to be that leader that has been missing from whatever facet of an organization or initiative that's out there. We have to understand that authenticity plays a big part. But as I've evolved and understood the business side of what I was doing and, you know, came across the different voices and the different ideas and ways people present themselves, and not so much present themselves, but kind of shied away from who they are. I've also seen that too. And it made me question that, you know, maybe some folks only like the idea or the glamour or the glitz or whatever it may be that comes with certain type of leadership roles that might cause us to be in the public eye. Maybe it sounds good. Maybe it felt good. Maybe it looks like a new trend that's coming up where everyone's calling themselves a coach or a consultant. But it takes a certain type of grit. It takes a certain type of intention and integrity and wherewithal to know that if you're going to do this thing, it has to be done in a level of consistency, of you feeling good within yourself at night, that you are following your path, you are answering your call, and you are being exactly who you need to be for the people you need to be there for. And that's one of the components of feeling fulfilled and relevant. Even in those times of feeling, you know, hey, what am I doing? Why am I even doing this? That in itself, as long as you were doing whatever it was before that burnout moment or that moment of just questioning, that will be the moment when everything you've done up until that point will be the bell that goes off to remind you, will be that pinch. Say, hey, wait a minute. You know what this is all about. You know what's up. You know what you need to do. Those things, those steps of integrity and building your brand intentionally and building that steady flow of just pure authenticness will definitely come back and just, you know, look you in the face and saying, this is why you're doing it. Here's who you're doing it for. And understand you've been given your specific download to share this narrative, to share this story, to be this innovative leader and thought influencer. So for those of us who are in leadership capacities, there are times that, you know, scenarios may come up that might cause us to question ourselves or question our belonging in certain scenarios and environments. But like I said, as long as you've taken the steps with pure intentions, with integrity, with an understanding that this is your thing that has been gifted to you to bring across, even in those down moments, those moments won't last too long, because your steps up until that point will remind you of what it's all about and get you back on the right track. I'm a witness to that consistently, time and time again, because, you know, as a person who uses a lot of empathy and uses a lot of emotion and emotional intelligence in paying attention to who I'm serving and the type of things that folks might deal with, there are times when I would just be a wreck and saying, oh my God, what am I doing? Like, you know, what are these people, you know, who's listening? And every time I would have those moments of maybe wanting to question all of it, there's a reminder of all the steps that I've taken and doing it right. To know that whatever I have to say, whatever methodology I use to get the message across, that it's found its place in relevance. That even it's become timeless, where even when certain the next big thing has worn off, or the next big hashtag is no longer valid, it always comes back to wounded to wonderful, serving someone somewhere, which is considered a right now need for those who need to hear what I have to say, or understand that whatever I may have encountered or endured or overcome is timely for someone somewhere. And I can guarantee that resonates with some of you who are listening, that you may feel as if, you know, I'm washed up. I might be, you know, on my way out. No one's finding me necessary anymore. You just keep doing what you're doing. Even if you have to polish it up, you know, make it a little better, see the areas where you may have dulled down the message, and, you know, enhance your narrative. So I'm just going to add a few components to my initial thought on feeling fulfilled and relevant. And I want to include maintain your integrity, and definitely to cultivate your narrative your way. All right. So integrity is something that we always hear about, and especially those in leadership capacities. We understand that integrity is currency. That's another quote that I've written for myself and have shared with others, that integrity is my currency. And it's what it is, the thing that gets me through the door and keeps me in that door, and actually segues into other, you know, more profitable and bigger doors. And it just creates a domino effect, a ripple effect of doors being open, because that consistency and integrity, that consistency of who I am and the message I have to share and being intentional about that message always continues to make a way. So if you include integrity, or just make that your foundation, make it your basis, in addition to authenticity, in addition to staying true to your calling, absolutely you will feel fulfilled and relevant on each project you take on, in each person that you serve, on each leadership decision you make and execute. You'll have that sense of fulfillment and confidence, unwavering confidence in doing what you do with precision and execution. So cultivate your narrative your way. In this world of, you know, budding and growing number of influencers and whatever platforms are out there, there is a tendency, and, you know, I've heard other experts talk about it and touch on it, on the imposter syndrome, as people are finding their way and finding their footing and growing in their own avenue and their lane and way of doing things. A tinge or smidge of insecurity or unsurety might fly up, you know, and come before us and say, you know, maybe you're not doing as good as such and such. Maybe if you did it almost like this one, you might get more viewership or listenership. If I maybe used a similar punchline or the same modulation of my voice like this one does it, maybe I'll get called for another speaking engagement. You know, and that's some of the things that plagues some of us as we're growing into our calling and growing into purpose. And I want us to dismiss that immediately, ASAP, right away, no delays, because it is messing with the way you bring across your narrative, your metaphor, the story you've been blessed to bring across, the idea that you've been singled out to execute and to share and to beautify and to present to whomever it is you have been considered and thought of to present it to. I remember having my first speaking engagement, very first speaking engagement, June 2016. And it was also for a launch pad for the young lady who invited me. And I recall having to, you know, figure out what I'm going to talk about. And, you know, come up with something specific and dynamic and mind-blowing to match her brand. And I had to catch myself and said, Angie, what are you doing? Why do I need to talk about her brand? People are already coming, understanding that it's her brainchild, but they're also there to hear my brainchild, and which also intrigued her to have me as her speaker. So I had to fight that idea right away that maybe I need to dabble a little bit of what she talks about into what I talk about, and saying, no, Angie, you can't do that. You've been called on because of Wounded to Wonderful. You've been called on because of the story and the impact that I Am Consulting has to share. And I had to ask myself certain questions. What will my narrative be? And is it worthwhile sticking to it? And those are the things that I had to really pay attention to as each engagement, you know, led to another and led to me having my internet radio show on in New Jersey Web Radio at the time. And I've always had to make sure I check myself before I deliver, that I'm delivering from a pure place, from a place that is inspirational to me, and that has been trusted to me to inspire you, the listeners, or whomever I'm serving. So make sure you cultivate your narrative your way. And then going forward, make sure you have spiritual tunnel vision. Don't become convoluted with the ideas that might send you off the path you were designated to take. Mind you, and granted, there are so many ideas out there, so many awesome ideas, but you have to be mindful not all of them aligns with what you've been called to do. So when it comes to spiritual tunnel vision, it's important that relevance and fulfillment comes from the step and the individual path that you must take. We understand that people come along to, you know, be a lesson, a reason, or a season. I think I'm saying it right. And we have to be careful and be keen in our decisions to understand who fits what category, who represents what criteria in our lives, and maintain that tunnel vision that, yeah, we will have some folks to come and inspire us. Some will come to antagonize us. Some will come to test our character, test our integrity. But we have to understand that when we're doing what we've been called to do, that level of resilience, confidence, and awareness ties into you maintaining your relevance going forward. That what you have to say will always be timeless. That wherever you are, whoever you stand in front of, whoever you share your ideas or present your ideas with, will understand that it is a timely, necessary, essential word, idea, or thought for that moment. And that, my friend, is how you maintain relevance and fulfillment in your calling. So in addition to spiritual tunnel vision, embrace your voice. Embrace it and understand its beauty. Acknowledge its beauty and don't be afraid to share it. You have to be at a certain place to know that your voice carries relevance, that your voice carries an answer to somebody's question, a solution to somebody's problem, right? The equal sign to somebody's problem. So in understanding these things, achieving fulfillment and relevance requires a consistent regimen of solidifying yourself in whatever it takes to understanding that your calling is your calling. It's your metaphor. It's your significant DNA download. It's your fingerprint that no one else has. And no matter how they try, it can't be copied because it is that unique. So I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to wrap it up. But just to recap, understanding what it feels and what it means to be fulfilled and relevant means that you have to always be aware of having, maintaining authenticity, staying true to your calling, and understanding the importance of integrity, cultivating your narrative your way, embracing and utilizing spiritual tunnel vision, and of course, embracing your voice. So ladies and gentlemen, I am so glad you've listened to me. You've heard me out. And I'm hoping and praying what I've said definitely shares some insight and sheds some light into your own journey as you grow from wounded to wonderful. And with each step you take, you'll understand how important relevance is, how important fulfillment is, and feeling that on a consistent basis as you serve, as you give, as you grow. So if you definitely want to have a talk and take it further, I'm able to be reached at Angie@woundedtowonderful.com. You can also reach me on my social media platforms. I am Angie McDonald on Instagram. Also Wounded2, Wonderful Coaching on Instagram, Facebook, Mrs. Angie McDonald, and LinkedIn, Mrs. Angie McDonald. I'm here to provide coaching in the form of resilience, transitional, and grief support for individuals and groups. Could be male, female, widows, widowers, widows of our servicemen and women, or anyone who's gone through a traumatic loss of lifestyle, whatever it may be, and you want to learn how to just get back on the right track and regain strength to continue life in brighter, better new levels, you can definitely reach me. As a consultant with I Am Consulting, I serve nonprofit, faith-based, and community initiatives to help revitalize, revamp, and optimize current services given or bring new fresh ideas as an empowerment strategist to your nonprofit organization. I'm here to, you know, serve. And of course, my slogan is ready to serve. And on top of that, let's grow from wounded to wonderful. So join me same place, same time, every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and all major podcast platforms wherever podcasts can be heard, especially Spotify, iTunes, and Google Podcasts, and all the other good ones. So until next week, thank you for listening to me. Yours truly, Angie McDonald. Goodbye now.